Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Yes, just keep tapping it 18,000 times.
Steady.
That's not, I don't think that was steady even.
No, I have zero rhythm. It's just like...
Good. Hey, I brought my Polaroid so we can take our headshots and sign them.
Like shit today.
I have a shirt on that says can't care.
You still look beautiful with your face.
That's because I didn't go work out.
I have acne and I sweated my ass.
We're going to have to take it. We're going to have to take it, buddy.
Can we Photoshop? Wait.
No.
Thursday?
No, we're not getting together Thursday.
We should. To take headshots.
All right.
Meet up somewhere and take headshots.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Is it in?
All right. Oh, we've been doing.
What's your excuse?
Hello. That was the ending of the the intro. Hello.
And welcome.
To another episode.
Oh, your favorite, most favorite podcast.
What's your excuse?
Yeah.
The podcast.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Megan.
And we run this shit.
That is true.
Just like Beyonce said.
So, okay. that's not what she said. I think she says...
We run the world.
We run this mother...
Fucker.
And then there's... Well, there's a beat.
Yeah.
I know you wouldn't recognize that.
No.
A good, solid rhythm. Beat.
But...
You teach a dance of sorts.
Yeah, well, my kids all know that I cannot count. I just go, 5, 6, 7, 1, 8, 23.
Jesus Christ, they're not even like... The adapter's getting worse.
Oh, good.
So.
Anyways, sometimes I just make noises.
Yeah. Those are the best dance teachers, though. Okay, my dance teacher at...
It's win most of the time.
My dance teacher at community college was like a... Well, he was like a Broadway choreographer, but he's from Waco, and so he came back to do... MCC. Basically, it was just like enjoyable for him. But like, instead of saying like Enchaînée or Pot au Beret, he would just go sha-da-da, ba-da-da. And it was the best. Because he was like, y'all aren't going to remember these fucking names. Just remember the noises. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, how was your week?
Well,
since we weren't here last week.
Sorry about last week, you guys. We had some technical difficulties with our lives.
I was curious where it was gonna go.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah. So.
Yeah, we had to take a nice little week off.
Yep.
To
not be here.
Yep.
To not tolerate anything.
But, yeah, now we're back. So, last 2 weeks?
Yeah, week and a half.
Week and a half, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, week and a few days.
I've just been, you know, working.
Yeah.
I always do.
Yeah.
Have I done anything fun? Oh, I got a ticket. Let me tell you.
Oh, Caitlin.
It was, okay. So I was driving to the championship rehearsal for my kids.
Okay. And humble brag. Go ahead. Your kids are champions.
They didn't win gold this year.
They didn't win, so they were just auditioning to be champions, and they're not.
Yeah, they're not.
Go on.
Anyways. I was driving, and I literally got right... I was 5 feet away from the turn into this rehearsal facility.
Mm-hmm.
And this cop whipped around, pulled me over, and I was like, fuck. And I thought it was for my blinker that's out.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't. It was for...
No, keep going.
It was for my expired registration that expired in August of 2018.
Oh, good.
So almost a year expired.
Hang on. Something's picking up, but it's not our mics, I don't think. So we're going to stop real quick.
Okay. Yeah, so, had to fix our audio again, per usual, every week. So,
that
anyways.
Was a little more intense than most.
That was one of the worst. Completely disconnected our mics and had to reset them up on my laptop.
So speaking of that, we need a new adapter. So if you wouldn't mind heading on over to our Patreon. We already have two wonderful donors.
That's right.
Ashley H. and Brandon Bush.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we are...
working on your gifts.
Yeah. We're going to take the photos Thursday, apparently.
Yes, when I don't look like a piece of human garbage.
Are there addresses on the Patreon stuff?
It should be.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Kind of necessary.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't see them.
Otherwise, we can track them down.
Yeah, we can just find them.
FBI skills.
Yeah, we're good at that.
Hang out somewhere till they show up.
Yeah, good idea. So, okay, so you were turning into... the competition
and
rehearsal site.
And well, she pulled me over, and I thought it was for my blinker. She pulled me over and she goes, well, she didn't even do the, do you know I pulled you over today? So I couldn't even go, no.
I think they're supposed to.
Yeah, well, she just said, I pulled you over today because your registration is way out. And I was like, yeah. And she goes, are you aware of this? And I said, yeah. She was like, okay. And she was like, can I see your license and insurance? And I said, sure. And I went to go look. Could not find my license. Couldn't produce a license because it was not in my car.
Perfect.
It was in a pair of pants from a bar.
Oh, my God, Caitlin.
And then I couldn't find my current insurance card. And so I look at her and I said, as you can see, I was not prepared to get pulled over.
You weren't prepared to drive.
Yeah. She didn't think that was funny either.
Yeah.
She just looked at me and said, we can look if you have... She goes, are you licensed? And I was like, yes. I said, I think I left it somewhere when I was drinking.
Yes, I think.
Maybe, I don't
know. I wish
it would
have stopped there. Are you licensed? Yeah, I think.
I think so. I showed up somewhere once and they took a photo of me and it was shit.
Oh my God.
Ugh. So that was fun. And now I'm going to the courthouse tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I go to the courthouse tomorrow morning because I have now since fixed my registration.
That's good.
Paid $84.
Huh.
Because
why didn't you go to the... Isn't that the same building as the courthouse?
No.
Oh.
Because my license has my Magnolia address on it.
Ooh.
Yeah. So my mom, I called her and I said, guess what I just got pulled over for? And she was like, what? And I said, my registration. And she was like, oh. And I was like, I told you I would literally give you the money. Please just go. And she goes, you never explicitly asked. And I was like, Mom! Yes,
oh
I did.
My God.
I'm not coming home. And she goes, you should change your address on your license. And I was like, yes, but I also don't want to change it every single year. Because I'm not in the same place ever. And
yeah.
I was just like, I don't want to do that. You're my permanent address. Right now, this is a drifter addresses. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but it's still kind of worth it to get your address changed just so that you can go get your registration done.
Voter's registration.
Yeah.
You'd have had to drive all the way home to Magnolia.
So. Yeah. No, change your address, friend. Just change.
I tried to once when What's-His-Face was finally getting his license. And I went, and they were like, oh, yeah, you have to do that online. And I said, oh, okay.
What?
I went to go online, and
it's a new license.
And they said, and online said, oh, no, you have to go and see him in person. And I said, what the fuck?
Did they think you meant you just needed the change of address form for your mail?
I don't know. I was just like, what?
Yeah, that's real dumb.
So I did try once.
Well, good for you.
And I had lots of conflicting answers, so I never fixed it.
Good.
Anyways, my mom went on Monday and used my account to pay the monies.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so now it's fixed. And then she... air shipped it to me as in...
Now here's the question.
Super post-mailed it.
Are you going to pay off that ticket? And then they're like, by the way, here's another one for your license that isn't your correct address.
I get a warning.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I got a warning for the...
Not having one?
Yeah. And then I'll just be like, yo, this is my permanent address. I'm a student.
Yeah, they don't really like that.
Yeah, well.
I mean, whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. But I'm going to go and I'm going to pay a little fee.
Yeah. Well.
And hopefully it should fix it all. I asked my cop friends.
That's not what I wanted to do. It didn't fuck anything up. Don't worry. I was just like, changing. Oh, God. I like to be able to see what our time is while we're recording.
Smeared.
As opposed to watching how many beats we're at. Because that helps me none in figuring out if we need to wrap it up or not.
I'm not good at beats and or puns. I'm sorry.
You're kicked off of this podcast. You're done. Oh, we're done with you. So this Wednesday,
how was your week?
I was just going to go right into it. I wasn't waiting for you to ask.
I know, but I wanted to be
polite. So I went to the doctor last week because I had, he explicitly said no. Like, finally, so can we like say straight his alias? Up. Let me tell this story.
Okay.
So I went to the doctor because I had this weird throat thing, and I go in. And the nurse is like, hey, we're gonna strep test you because you said your throat hurts. And I was like, well, hang on. Can I convince you not to strep test me? And she goes, what? And I was like, I'm going to give it my best shot. You let me know where we land. Deal? And she said, okay, what, Megan? And I said, it's not really my throat. It's like I can't tell if it's a jaw issue or if I pulled a muscle in my neck or if it is my throat. And she was like, well, does it hurt when you swallow? And I was like, yes, but not like strep does. It hurts like soreness.
That's a whole new feeling.
And then she was like, huh. And I saw her start to put the swab back in her pocket. And I said, now there is like one little piece of pus. And she was like, bitch, sit down. We're strep testing you. Yeah. You have pus. And I was like, it's just like a little bit. I don't think it's strep though. And I've had strep plenty of times in the old life. I know what strep is like. I know what strep is like.
Life.
I swear to God.
Strep is life.
I was really hoping that we would just roll over it. But I know what it's like. And she was like, no, shut up. And then she said, she was like, you're probably sitting there thinking like, this bitch. And I was like, I would never call you that in my life. You're the nicest person.
Which one is it?
Amy.
Which one is she?
She is the shorter one with the brown hair.
Yes.
Yeah, that's her. She's my favorite.
She is. She's very sweet.
She's so nice.
She is. Her kids are in marching band.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I know that because we talked about marching band.
One of them is named like Thomas? Maybe. Tommy?
That's not that. He marches.
Yeah. Well, so then Dr. Mann walks in. And I was like, hey. And he goes, hey, what's up? And I was like, well, he sat down. Well, actually, what I said was, do I have strep? Because if I have strep, I'm probably going to off myself. And he goes, well, then no, you don't have strep. And I was like, well, but do I? And he was like, what, did you say you're going to off yourself? Why? And I was like, it's a little joke. I'm just kittens.
Just a little, we're just joshing around.
Calm down. And then we got into a whole nother conversation about, like, what you do whenever patients are like, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
And because I told him, I was like, did you know that I once lied to a doctor and told them that I'd never in my life been suicidal because I didn't want them to like call DePaul on me? And he's like, we actually don't do that unless you're like, I'm going to leave your office, go to my car. I've got a gun in there. I'm going to blow my brains out. Mm. Then we called DePaul and the police and you're leaving with them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, have you had that happen? And he goes, yeah, like 7 or 8 times. And I was like, damn. And then I asked him, actually, I'm going to not finish that joke.
Okay.
So we went back and forth about that for a little bit. And then he like was asking me like, so what's wrong? And I told him my whole spiel. I was like, so last Saturday I was on my way home and I thought my jaw was hurting and then it like drifted down in my neck. And then it was like, is it my throat? And I was like, and I was explaining it to him and he goes, oh my God, what's wrong with you? And I was like,
everything.
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm here.
That's your job to figure out, sir.
And so he looked at my throat and he was like, you have a tonsil stone. And I was like, gross.
Ooh, those smell like shit.
Yeah.
You ever taken one out?
No. Have I taken one out and then shoved it up my nose? No. I usually just use a, excuse me?
I used to do that all the time.
Oh, that is cochino.
It was bad.
I use my water pick to just like blast it out. Just water blast it. And so then he was like, yeah, but that shouldn't be causing your pain. And I was like, I don't know then, whatever. Maybe I pulled something. And he was like, well, you might have had an infection and you just worked through it. So then, you know how I always say, like, I like to go in and, like, have a scroll of, like, things that I need to ask him about?
Yeah, check all that shit off. We don't got health insurance.
So, well, I do. I do have health insurance. Yes. I don't. But I've lived my life this way. Like, I won't go to the doctor for just one thing.
Yeah.
I've lived my life this way my entire life. The entirety of it. So I asked him, I was like, hey, my belly button is acting up again. Because we've talked about my belly button.
Blackhead.
Yeah. Well, that's gone.
Look at all these drops I'm just doing. Yeah.
That one's gone. The perpetual blackhead is gone because I re-pierced it. So it like went away.
Yeah.
But you know how I tell you, like, I just a disgusting, repugnant belly button. So it's like acting up again. And he was like, oh, cool. And I was like, not really. No. It really hurts.
It's my fucking body.
And so he looks at it. He gets like a little flashlight and tweezers and shit. And I was like, okay.
Excuse me, bitch. And he was like, what are we about to do?
What did I tell you I thought it was last time? And I was like, nothing, because nothing was happening. And he goes, no, I told you it was something. I can't remember what. And I was like, I pay you for this. And he goes, yeah, I know. It sounds bad that I like can't remember as a doctor what I told you. And I was like, yeah, it doesn't sound great, friend.
Yeah, maybe. And then look at your goddamn files.
He goes, hang on a second. Let me Google. Kiki, you have to get away from me. I can't live like this. Sorry. Okay, we're going to stop. All right. Sorry. As someone who is crazy allergic to cats, my approach to keeping Kiki away from our recording stuff was to put my foot near her.
Yeah, let's take a photo of that.
So I told him, I was like, you're a doctor. Gotcha. You should not be Googling. He was like, let me Google for a minute. And I was like, you're not better than me right now.
Googling your own brain.
I told him, I was like, you're not doing more than I do for myself on a daily basis as a hypochondriac.
Is WebMD it's probably cancer.
And he was like, oh, it's a uracle cyst. And I was like, cool, what's that? And he was like, well, you know, usually they happen to babies. And I was like, okay, I feel attacked. Thank you.
Okay, and didn't turn that shit right back around. It's because Kung Yu. It's only we'll funny if there. You know his alias.
We'll get there. But so then, basically, it's like some weird thing that happens whenever your belly button, like when your umbilical cord is stripped from your body whenever you're born. And so now it's just like disgusting. And I was like, well, what are we doing? He's like, a normal course of treatment is surgery, but we really only do it on babies. And I was like, so what? Y'all only have Fisher Price surgical tools?
Baby. Surgical also a callback.
Grown ass baby. So I was like, what, do y'all only have like baby sized surgical tools? Because that's not going to fly. So he prescribed an antibiotic. But also, while he was looking at my throat, I was trying to explain, like, I opened my mouth and he was licking, and then I, like, closed my mouth and I was like, do you see it? It's in, like, the back bottom left quadrant. And he goes, Jesus Christ, I'm trying to look.
Open and your I was fucking like, mouth. I'm so bad at that, by the way.
Me too!
He always is like, just relax your fucking tongue, and I'm like, ow! I can't do it! They're always like, God. Kaylin, what is wrong with you? Just move it. And I'm like,
And then I told him, I was like, hey, by the way, he was like, what else do you have? And I like pulled out my phone and like my notepad that I had. And I was like, my shoulder's fucked up. And he was like, cool, why? And I was like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And he goes, probably rotator cuff strain. Go on. And I was like, all right, cool. And he was like, don't do anything stupid. Take some fucking Tylenol. And I was like, cool. I was like, also, I have this weird thing. When I'm eating and I swallow, sometimes the food gets like stuck in my throat. And he was like, are you freaking kidding me? I said, what a weird joke to tell. And he said, why wouldn't you bring this up whenever I was just looking at your throat? Because this is the last thing I brought up.
Oh.
And I said, I was like, well, why would I? They're completely unrelated. And he goes, no. Well, why do you think that? And I was like, well, because the swallowing issue has been since I was a child. This is brand new just recently. They're completely unrelated. And he goes, no, you might have a hernia in your esophagus. What? And I was like, huh. So this Wednesday, I get to go have a swallow test. Shut up. That is exactly how I've had to tell everyone about this. I've had to go, I'm having a swallow test. Shut
I'll
up.
I'll have one with you.
You hear that?
LOL.
So that is how my week has been.
Ba-da-da-da. Nah, nah, nah. Okay, fucking dreams. So how did he say no? Explicitly no.
Oh, well, because then whenever... Oh, we were leaving and I asked him... What did I ask him about?
We should just make the name of the episode his alias. Yes. Never say it.
Yes. Deal.
Okay.
But so I...
Stay tuned.
...was asking him... Oh, I have the like a spot on one of the like my piercings, my ear piercings. And I was like, hey, is this keloid? And he was like... Or I said, how do you, what do you do about keloids? Mm-hmm. And previously I had said something about like, I'd said like, isn't it, wouldn't it be so expected that the person, the one adult you have to do baby surgery on is of course me. And he was like, actually, no, you know, everyone wants to think they're special and they're a unicorn. Most people aren't. So, and I was like, you should tell more clinically depressed people that they're not special. I was like, you should go into therapy.
I was like, I feel like he makes you feel really special when you're in there.
Yes.
And I was like, if he would have told me that, like any of the times that I was in there, I brought my whole world would have came down on me.
I was like, you should, like, why didn't you go to therapy?
Maybe I will go out to my car.
And he goes, yeah, I know. Everyone wants to think they're a unicorn, but like, no, you're really, everyone's got something crazy.
Don't tell your daughter that.
I was like, damn.
Well, she's growing up in those real formative years.
We were looking at my ear and I was like, what do you do about keloids? And he goes, are you sure it's a keloid? And I was like, well, no. And he goes, okay. Well, let me look at it. I was like, all right. So he's looking at it and he was like, that's not a keloid. And I was like, well, what is it? And he goes, maybe a cyst. It's really just like fibrous tissue. Maybe you are a unicorn and this is your horn. And I was like, neat. And so he was like, I was like, well, what can I do about it? And he goes, I don't know. And I was like, well, like if it's a cyst, can I lance it myself at home? And he looked at me like, you daft bitch. And I said, talk to me like you're not my doctor. And he goes, well, yeah, you could. And I was like, ah. And he goes, but don't think it's a cyst. So don't go jamming needles in your skin. And I was like,
oh. I do that all the time. Every time
I have something, I'm like,
step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what you do.
So, come on. Then you have to go back to the doctor.
Yeah.
But
don't
so,
needles first.
I asked him again. I was like, that is not how that works. Yeah. I asked him again. I was like, do you think it could be because, like, a few weeks ago, I accidentally pulled my earring through the back of my ear? And he goes, I don't know, maybe. And he's like walking out the door. And I was like, okay.
I'm not done.
Well, do you think that's what it is? And he goes, I don't know. And I went, you're a doctor. And he goes, hey, I think I'm pretty good. Or he said, hey, I'm pretty good at what I do. And I was like, well, and he goes, at least I like to think so. And I was like, well, it's good that you have confidence. You know what a doctor with more confidence would do? And he goes, what? I said, be on a podcast. He goes, no, I'm not that confident. And I was like, oh, why would you not just say no the first time we asked months ago?
We've asked you so many times.
It's not been 6 months ago, but good enough.
Yeah. I feel like
we're on episode 15, friendo.
I know, but did we start asking when formative years? Formative months.
You're real into formative right now.
It might have said that a lot.
But I don't know. I think just you've said it more than people normally do.
Yeah. Sometimes I get into a fun word.
Yeah.
Word lag.
You know, it's a formative vocabulary.
Yeah.
So anyways, so now we've spent quite a while talking about our weeks because we've been gone for so long.
Yeah. We had to catch you up.
You've all missed
us.
We
know you care.
Yes. Every one of my friends really gives a motherfuck about my doctor's visits.
Yeah, none of my friends listen.
My friends really do care about my doctor's visits.
Some of
them love y'all. Where I like feel like I have to report to them, like, well, here's what he said, guys.
Yeah, why
never
you tell
is
me?
It exciting.
Well, you just told me.
Well, right I was waiting. Yeah. I had to save it for you.
So you can get my real life reaction.
Duh.
I'm a unicorn. I'm special.
Oh my God. So do you want to tell them what we're talking about this week?
We are talking about times people have used their kids to get out of shit.
Yep.
Because, I mean, I use Kiki all the time.
It's all right.
She's a kid.
I use my dog so regularly. Those That's are our like kids. One of the first thing I've ever I ever told you about my excuses was, well, since our dog is epileptic and has to take nine pills a day, we're always like, oh, it seems like it's about time to go get Meredith's medicine. That's, I mean, we definitely left that Friendsgiving being like, we have to go give the dog his medicine.
Yeah, well, I didn't blame you.
Well, I felt like I was just the oldest person there. So I will get started. This is from the Red Book magazine, I guess.
Official.
Yeah. And it says, sorry, I burped.
I burped into the microphone earlier.
It says 21 totally relatable times moms have used their kids as an excuse. So the first one says, I use mine to get back home during nap time. I'll say it's their nap time. And it is, but let's face it, they're babies. They can nap wherever.
That's true.
We're going home because I want to nap too.
My mom, to make us nap on long car trips, would just feed a shit tons of Benadryl when we were as babies. We made car trips from North Carolina to California. Literally cross country. Mm-hmm. And she'd feed us lots of Benadryl. Maybe whiskey, who knows?
Did she consult a doctor before giving you lots of Benadryl?
Okay. She passed us the fuck out. Good. She'd probably like, fuck it. If one of them dies, better on us.
Oh my God.
One less mouth to feed.
Oh Jesus.
Love you, Mom.
All right. Here you go.
Okay, yeah. So this is one of my biggest fears, actually. Like, I'm never going to give birth, but like, I already don't have a strong one, so. Like, I got to pee so bad right now. This one says, I have a very weak bladder, especially after having three children. And like, I mean, that's what I heard happens.
Yeah.
You just like piss yourself when you cough.
Yeah. I'm like, can't jump on trampolines.
Fuck that. I want trampolines until I'm 80. Then maybe we'll pop out some kids.
Ugh. That sounds really worrisome.
I don't remember my mom. Yeah, well, she died 2 years after Jesus. You were born because she was old as fuck.
But somehow she hadn't hit menopause yet.
Even though my family is early onset menopause.
Oh, God.
Anyways, so I've been told, so I've been known to tell people my 4-year-old really needs to use the restroom in order to get ahead in line when it's really me that can't hold it. Hell yeah, Jeanette.
Good for you, dude.
Hell yeah. That's like my mom would always, at Halloween, she would always come around like with us trick-or-treating, but with an extra bag. And she goes, oh, I have a sick kid at home.
Yeah.
All three of us were there.
Yeah.
She's getting candy for herself.
Except fourth brother you left at the hotel.
Sorry, brother. So, that Renaissance hotel is keeping them real nice. And last time I did something, he's cleaning the microwaves for a living there. That's why he pays his rent. Microwave is on the roof, so it takes a long time to get there.
Lord.
It's on one microwave in the whole goddamn building.
This one says, once I blamed my toddler when I broke a travel mug at the store. The manager took one look at his adorable little face and didn't make me pay for it. I still feel kind of guilty about that one. It's a travel mug.
Yeah.
I'm sure that store makes more money than I will ever see in my life. So that manager can suck it.
Anytime someone breaks something at Starbucks, I'm like, well, they go, I can pay for it. And I'm like, I'm just going to sweep this up.
It's broken.
Yeah. I was like,
no one should pay for this.
You can't use it now.
This is really perfect.
Oh, I take my baby trick-or-treating. It's a double win. Not only do I get to show off adorable costume I made her, but people give her tons of candy, which I get to eat. Of course she's not going to eat it. She doesn't even have teeth.
She's a fucking baby.
Jessie, I love you.
Yeah.
You are wonderful. If I'm going to dress my cat up as a baby one day.
No.
Yeah, she's going to have the most believable cat costume.
I'm going to stop you right now.
Or I'm just going to go around and buy my own self candy like the sad adult I am.
This one, and you know what? We're not going to read all 21 of these tonight.
A lot.
Yeah.
That is a whole lot.
So we're going to pick out our favorites. So this one says, our grocery store gives out free kids cookies. And so every time we go in, we stop at the bakery and they hand a fresh chocolate chip cookie to my 4-year-old son. The truth, though, is that he hates cookies, and those are my favorite. So I've trained him to wait until we go around the next aisle and then hand it to me so I can eat it. One of these days, he's going to out me. You're going to be that mom that's like, he's three. And he's going to be like, Mom, I'm fine. Like, that's what's going to happen. Yeah.
Like, 12-year-old you're just kid,
asking for
totally
it.
Totally under nine. Can we please get the kids' meal and the kids' prices?
Yeah.
He eats free on Tuesdays, right?
Yeah. Like he's an infant. Mom, I'm 15. Asshole.
His voice just spiked. Are his balls dropping? Like, he's not nine.
Oh my God.
I am breastfeeding my son, and I don't. I feel like I needed to start that with like a and quote. I am breastfeeding my son, and I tell people I can't eat peppers, onions, mushrooms, or tomatoes because they make him gassy. Nope, I really just hate them. But I don't want to look high maintenance, so I blame my pickiness on him. Good job, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Good job. I mean,
I don't care about looking high maintenance.
No.
I hate mushrooms. Get that shit away from my face. Get him out of here. No, I will gag. You know, I'm like D on Always Sunny. If I put a mushroom in my mouth, I'm like,
She does have really good gags.
She really is great at that. Ryan and I were talking about that. Elizabeth Olsen.
I'm also very good at that.
She's somebody crazy showed me great at
her
that.
Video once because they were like, yeah. This is you. And I was like, that is one of my many talents. One time I did such a convincing vomit noise that I had to check myself. And I was like, did I just puke on myself? I don't know.
Oh my God.
It's very scary.
So this one says, when I'm in church and the sermon is boring, sometimes I'll lean over and ask my preschooler in a stage whisper, what, you need to go to the bathroom right now? Then we both get to go walk our wiggles out and pee.
I love it.
Good for you, Melissa.
I'd do that too. I would totally.
Yeah. I like, here's the thing. I was the kid in that situation who was constantly like, I gotta pee. I have to pee. And my mom was like, no, you don't. Quit lying in church. You do not have to pee.
Jesus knows.
And we're Catholic. So for sure, I should have been confessing this. You
gotta confess. Like, I said I had to pee once during
I faked needing to urinate.
Didn't have to.
Yeah. Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned.
In quotes. When I say, I'm sorry, I can't, I don't have a babysitter, what I really mean is, I don't want to do that shit.
Yep.
This person's name is Quish.
Excuse me?
Quish.
Is that Squeeze Sister? Get it? It's a political joke.
I'm still laughing over this shit. Q-U-I-S-H.
Yeah, your name's Quish.
Quish.
Quish, Quish.
Quish, Quish T. 32 from Minnie, I can't fucking talk. Minnesota. Cool. Minnie and Nap. No, I
can't say it. Oh my God.
Minneapolis. There we go.
Oh my God.
I have to pee so bad. My four child blasters. Can't compete.
Okay. A nearby gymnastics place does toddler time during the day when the kids can come in and bounce around and play on the equipment.
That's nice. We go
every week. Not because it's their favorite thing, but because I love reliving my glory days as a gymnast. My favorite thing is to say, oh, you want mommy to show you? If you insist, that's the, don't make me sing. You want me to sing? Don't make me sing. I don't want to sing. Okay, I'll sing.
And then that's like what that is. Away.
Yeah.
Oi, that's so fun.
Me at karaoke. Like
seven.
Just kidding. Springs. I don't have that kind of confidence in myself. Believe me.
This one's kind of fun.
I'm sorry if y'all can all hear me drinking my big ass soda.
You got it.
Yeah, well.
It's your polar pop.
That's right. Every week.
Love it. She has like polar
pop.
Like
it's a once a week treat for me. It's not. It's all the time.
Yeah, same with my wine.
I live with a cup of polar pop.
And I live with a cup of wine. I have issues. Let's
make sure to tag that in our Instagram.
Polar pop.
Circle K.
Noble lines.
Yep.
Circle K. There we go.
All right, go ahead.
Whenever I pass gas and it smells really bad, I'll look at my six-month-old and say, ooh, someone needs a diaper change.
Yeah, there's similarity between having animals and having kids.
Yeah.
Blame your farts on them.
That's right. I don't know if anyone actually believes me, but it could be true. I'm still breastfeeding, so chances are if I eat something that upsets my tummy, it will upset his too. I guess
that's a big assumption, depending on how old your child is, I would think.
You eat something and it hurts your tummy, and then the tummy hurt goes through your boob into their tummy?
Yeah, apparently.
Is that how that works?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a big old assumption. Well, it's a big assumption to assume. But I mean, I guess if you're only eating the same things, the things that you like while you're pregnant, then yeah, they're going to develop the same taste as you maybe.
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't know. Yeah. So fun fact, my mom was vegetarian when she was pregnant with me. She meat made her vomit.
Yeah.
And then I came out only eating vegetables. My mom tried feeding me meat and I was like, fuck that shit. And then eventually I acquired a very good taste for steak and bacon. But then
learned and chicken fillet sandwiches.
Chicken fillet sandwiches. Call back again.
Yeah. Look at us.
And then, yeah, then I went vegetarian again. But I do think that part of the reason why it was maybe so easy for me to do it has to do with the fact that, I started my life vegetarian.
All right. Say it more pretentiously, please.
Yeah. I've never wanted to hurt animals. I didn't want to. I didn't know my ways.
So,
poor little piggy.
This one says... You good?
Yeah. I'm just thinking about all the pigs.
This one says, I'm an introvert and used to use my nursing babies as an excuse to go have some quiet time. I'd escape to a quiet room and read a book while I leisurely nursed for 20 minutes. But the baby and I would be so much more chill when we came back. So my niece will tell us whenever she feels real anxious. And so we have designated during family events, we'll say this is your chill out room. If you need to come in here and chill out, just tell one of us and we'll come with you. And during a family event one day, I was like, yeah, this is real anxiety inducing. And I leaned down and I was like, hey, you want to go to the chill out room? And she was like, yes, please. And I was like, all right, come on. And we just went back there and hung out. My mom came back and was like, the rest of the family wants to see her. And I was like, but what if she doesn't want to see them? I'm so sorry. That's so sad for them.
Busy back here.
Yeah, we're doing some really productive chilling out, okay?
I am going to skip one.
All right, go for it.
Lame.
Yeah.
This one says, quote, on a very regular basis, I use my difficult pregnancies as a way to get out of doing things. I guilt my children into unloading groceries, mowing the lawn, etc. Then I remind them that they have no one to blame but themselves and walk away laughing. Wow. But really, the joke is on me because pregnancy really did a number on my bladder control. Okay, Shanna.
Shanna, are you consistently pregnant that you are utilizing that to get your kids to do fucking chores? Or do you just
shove a pillow under your shirt?
Or are you just guess what? I'm pregnant. It's all a lie. Yeah, wash the digits. Line. What?
Ditches.
How's that work? Every 9 months you stop being pregnant and you're like, I guess I'll unload the groceries myself now.
They probably won't know.
Also, why is it their fault?
Yeah, I know. They have no one to blame but themselves and walk away laughing? That's cold.
What?
Shanna's gonna be.
Yeah, Shanna, I'm not a fan of yours. Shanna, I'm not a fan of. I'm sorry. I hate myself instantly. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, guys.
I was living.
My pediatrician is incredibly hot, friendly, and of course really good with kids. So sometimes I'll take my son in, even if he just has the sniffles. I once took him because of a rash I knew was a light sunburn. I'll admit it. I feel like we did that to our doctor for a while to convince him to be on the podcast. Yeah,
we were totally got this. I mean, one time I did a massive UTI. I heard
something.
Went in. And then the other,
wink.
Yeah. I can't wink.
Oh my God.
What did it look like?
I want you guys to know that her attempt at a wink was closing one eye kind of and then just closing both of them and saying wink. You looked like wink.
I'd be so mad.
I was appalled.
I typically just do this. Wink. I'm crying.
Usually you just say I can't wink. This time you were I'm gonna do it. I'm going to try it.
This is going to be the day. I won't be Peppa the Pig in this situation.
Oh, my God. So, no, yeah. I mean, like, I was always sick when I went to the doctor. But, like, there were times where it was like, I mean, I need to, I don't know. Maybe I don't do it because I also always come in with a list of things that are wrong with me.
That's true. You come prepared.
I do.
But I mean,
the perks of being a massive hypochondriac.
Yeah.
Always knowing exactly what you want to ask. Why does my belly button stink like asshole? I asked him that one day. That first time I asked him about my belly button, I said, my belly button stinks. And he said, like, what? And I said, shit, mostly. And he goes, well, was there shit in there? And I was like, oh, I bet that's it. I've just been rubbing my shit in my belly button. I just stick my finger in my butthole. I go, and then I just jam it into my navel. I bet you got me. Thank you. And he goes, yeah, I don't know why you had to come see me about that. And I was like, yeah, I know. Anyways, my belly button smells like asshole. And he was like, okay, let me look at it.
I'm sorry, spit on you.
So that's why the first time he saw it, he like, there was nothing wrong with it. And so he was like, that's why he was like, I don't remember what I told you last time. And I was like, nothing. There was nothing wrong. So this will be our last one. So Caitlin can go take a leak.
Yeah, gonna be so bad. Hey, this kind of reminds me of that one time your friend had that thingy-ma-bob. So you'll understand when I read. It says, quote, I got pulled over for speeding about a year ago. When the cop saw my daughter giggling in her car seat, he said in a silly voice, Mommy, you need to drive safe for me. So I answered in the same tone, but Mr. Policeman, I don't want Mommy to get a ticket. Diapers aren't cheap. He laughed and I got off with a warning. But your friend actually did shit her pants.
What friend of mine shit her pants?
Because remember they got pulled over?
And oh, she was trying to get home. She was like four.
Yeah.
No, yeah. The way you said it made it sound like she was an adult when she shit her pants. No, sorry, she was a child.
She was a kid in the back seat.
Yes.
I thought
you were saying, like, remember when your friend shit her pants with you in the car? And I was like, no, I don't think we'd still be friends. I would be like, I like you as a person, but this is too much. And they'd probably be like, well, now we share an unbreakable bond.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, well, it's pretty breakable. I already tweeted about it. So anyways, I think that's it. I know one of our friends, I told her this weekend, it was Anastasia. I told her this weekend that we were doing this theme, and she was like, girl, I used to use my kid all the time. Like, I would tell people whenever she was late to work, she'd be like, I'm so sorry. She had an explosion. It was like in her hair.
Oh, yeah. No.
So I know another one of my friends got out of going to her in-laws Thanksgiving because she was like, our kid is pooping bright green and vomiting. And she was like, my child was fine.
That's
absolutely fine. Kiki. And she told me, she was like, I don't know why I decided to go, like, why I needed to tell them what color it was, but they bought it. And I was like, yeah, no.
Tacks it on.
No one's going to question a poop excuse.
No.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. So, anyways, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
You guys will find out what our nickname is for our doctor
when we post this episode.
That's right. Mm-hmm. April Fools, we're not going to tell you. No, I'm just kidding. We are going to tell you.
Fools.
Yes.
But fuck that shit. We're going to tell you.
Don't do that. Yeah. So follow us on Instagram. What's Your Excuse Podcast? No spaces.
Mm-hmm. And Facebook at What's Your Excuse Podcast, but with spaces and an apostrophe because we're not animals.
Feel free to donate to our Patreon. We really are tired of these issues that we're having.
Yeah. And we're on our way. Thank you to our two wonderful Patreon.
That's right.
Donors.
You can donate a dollar a month.
A dollar.
We'll be appreciative.
Literally anything helps.
Yeah, for real. We're poor.
Yes.
So that's it. Yeah, and the Patreon is What's Your Excuse podcast also. Yes, I guess we should advertise that.
If you have any fun child excuses where you've used your child to get out of some shit.
Or if you were the child.
Or yeah. Ooh, fun. Mm-hmm. If your parents used you when you're like a grown-ass adult, that'd be fun too.
Yeah.
Any age. Just email us at whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com. We read it out loud.
And we are still on Stitcher.
Oh, yeah,
What's Your Excuse podcast.
Yeah. So look into that. Yeah. That'll be fun.
So cool. That's it. So
bye, shitheads.
All right, shitheads. See you. Talk to you. Whatever. Next week. Bye.